Let's talk about all the mods that my Cobalt SS has. Let's start with engine bay mods. I'm going to include almost every mod that I have on this car, even cosmetics. Start off, we obviously have a factory supercharger, but we have a 2.9 CCP performance pulley on it, smaller, a CCP intake. The car also has energy spark plugs and injectors, aftermarket, obviously both of them, a oil cash can, a CCP strut bar, CCP oil cap. I almost have a lot of CCP things on this. I have CCP short heads and a CCP downpipe. My computer's also tuned on 93. I don't know if you guys can see. It's very hard to look at it right there. What I want to get next for it is a CCP heat exchanger. A lot of people question why I mod this car more than others. And the reason is because the parts are way cheaper. It's a Cobalt, a Chevy Cobalt, American car. For example, the headlights, I paid $70 for both of them. In comparison to the G37, it's like $400. And then, you know, the wheels is more expensive. Getting a full exhaust system is more expensive. Getting the full bolt-on on this car is a little bit more expensive. Not extremely expensive. It's still budget, but Cobalt's just cheaper. In the interior, all we have is the sparkle seats and the bar, and it's really, really cool. I still haven't installed that short shifter that I said I was going to install. I'm just being lazy. I took a pause on buying a lot of parts for this car, but I'm going to get back into it. I do want a big Brembo brake kit for it, for the front. The heat exchangers I mentioned before. I want to add an exhaust system and the other spoiler for it. And maybe later on change the wheels. That concludes pretty much all the mods that the car has. There's maybe some things that I'm missing. All I need to do is actually switch LEDs all around the car to mirror the G37 right quick.